Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
March Madness officially got underway last night with what they're calling the NCAA First Four. Unfortunately, one of the teams to fall was our San Diego State Aztecs, just crushed by North Carolina. I mean, they were never in the game, unfortunately. But as the Aztecs season comes to an end, we begin what we've done every year on the show, and that's put our own bracket together just to prove a point that you can know everything about college basketball or even just a little bit about college basketball, and it doesn't matter when it comes to brackets because usually Jessica or Tammy beat me by picking things like favorite colors, favorite animals, or whatever just tickles their fancy this year. I'm really interested to see who you guys have winning the entire thing this year.
First of all, some of my picks were because a song came to my head when I read their name. Because I was singing, Kentucky woman, so you got to know you. I was singing a little Neil Diamond when I saw Kentucky.
You've got Kentucky advancing solely on the Neil Diamond song.
Yes, all the way up to, is it called the Elite Eight?
Yes, nice job. Kentucky can make it to the Elite Eight. That's not a bad pick.
Thanks. Also, because there's St. Mary's in there, so I was born at a St. Mary's hospital, so I picked them.
My daughter was born at a St. Mary's hospital.
Yeah, I bet everywhere has a St. Mary's hospital. And obviously, I'm going to go with Wisconsin, since I was born and raised there. As a matter of fact, I have Wisconsin winning the whole thing.
Oh, my goodness. That would be huge, but I don't think it's going to happen.
I have Auburn over Florida and Wisconsin over Gonzaga, because... burn I got in Florida and Wisconsin because Gonzaga cheese. That's what makes me think of Gonzaga, makes me think of cheese. So I know it's Gorgonzola, okay. But you
and
know.
It's Gonzaga.
Gonzaga, I always say it wrong.
I do the same thing, Tam.
Yes.
All right. Go ahead, Jessica. How about you? What was your method?
My method this year was places I'd like to visit.
Okay. Wish list, if you will.
Yeah, a wish list, which... By the way, some of these top seed ones are places that I don't really want to go. So it made some really wild choices.
Okay.
For example, Texas Tech versus UNC Wilmington. I decided to go with UNC Wilmington. It is 44 minutes from my favorite winery in North Carolina. We have, for the first four, it's American versus Mount St. Mary. I decided to go with American because that's in D.C. And then I also took them over Duke, which is the number one seed.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
Because I would like to visit, I would really like to go to D.C. I haven't been there in a long time.
Okay.
I love the museums.
Yeah. Who do you have winning the whole thing?
So in the end, for me, it came down to U of M, University of Michigan. My whole family is from Ann Arbor, so we... None of us went to U of M, but we all root for U of M, okay? And I decided it would be them against Tennessee. Really, either of those places I could visit and visit family.
Okay.
So I was like, well, who do I want to see more?
Oh, Dolly.
Oh, shoot. I didn't think of that. I forgot about Dolly.
It's Tennessee.
I forgot about the Dolly factor because my dad's in Tennessee and my little brother. But then in Ann Arbor is all my aunts and uncles, my... I have...
Well, Producer Jessica, who do you have winning the whole thing?
I don't... Oh, now we have the Dolly factor. I don't know. I put down
Dolly
U of M.
Factor.
The DF.
I put down U of M because I was like, I can visit more family in Ann Arbor okay. and go all around okay. Michigan. But now the Dolly factor, I might have to change.
Okay. You'll have to do it today. You'll have to make a decision.
Okay, I'll make a decision.
A decision today.
All right. Well, I went by stupid stuff like actual stats and analytics.
Yes, sure.
And I have Florida winning the whole thing.
Okay.
So we'll see.
So my Florida wasn't a bad pick then.
But what do I know? I just watched college basketball. I guarantee you this, I will not finish number one in this room. Good luck with your brackets. Have fun, man. March Madness gets underway officially tomorrow when we all blow off work. And I'm sorry, when we all leave early from work. I'm sorry, I mean when we all get our work done and then watch college basketball. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.